FM 90.3 WJTLR in Schust, resurrecting Holland in all, and PFR, Do You Want to Know Love? Good morning, 7:51. We do have storm crew for you this morning, starting off in Lancaster County, Hinkletown Mennonite, two-hour delay. Janus School, Mount Joy is closed. Parent and Preschool Center closed. Peckway Preschool, two-hour delay. Twin Valley Bible Academy closed. Chickie's Church of the Brother and Neighbor Sharing and Caring canceled. Turning to Dauphin County, these schools are all closed. Halifax, Hilltop Christian Nursery, Millersburg, Northern Dauphin Christian, and Upper Dauphin, all closed. In York County, Grace Academy Preschool is closed. Red Lion Christian is closed, though daycare is open. York Catholic High School is closed. And in Schuylkill, Pine Grove Area School District is closed. Check it out online, WJTL.com.
And the Lancaster Countywide Communications live incident status for traffic incidents is extremely long. Be super careful as you drive this morning. Winter weather advisory in effect through Wednesday afternoon at 1. Total accumulation expected, of course, depending on where you are, 2 to 5. Cloudy with light snow today, high 35. Snow and 21 tonight. Then tomorrow, clouds and snow and 28. And that is still where we are, 28 degrees with some light snow.
This morning, our friends Corey and Heather from Bible to School hanging out with us. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Corey Pennypacker is the executive director of Bible to School. Corey, before you tell us about Bible to School, you have a great story about how God has used the ministry of Bible to School.
Yes. We work with so many kids who don't hear about God at all. And so, because I think I told you that 75% of our county, of our country, does not attend church. But this little boy that we had who doesn't, before Christmas, we said, hey, what's the most exciting thing for Christmas? And he said, I'm just really excited. I'm going to see my dad on Christmas Day. And I bought him a Bible.
Wow.
And I want him so he can make wise choices.
Oh.
And that just melted our hearts. And wow, these kids are just hungry for truth. They're hungry for just learning about things, and they want their families to know too.
I love that he wants to share.
Yeah.
I love that. Tell us about Bible to School.
Sure. Bible to School, we teach the Bible to public school kids during their school day. So over lunch and recess, middle of the week, in the middle of a school day, we're able to take them off site by law. We can take them off site and teach them the Bible. It's privately funded. It can't be taxpayer money at all. And then it's also have to have parental permission. So we do second, third, and fourth grade. We have five school districts that we're in right now, soon to be six. We have School District of Lancaster, Manheim Central, Manheim Township, Conestoga Valley, Elizabethtown, and now Hempfield is joining us next week.
And is there still room if folks would want to sign their kids up in any of those school districts, they could do that?
Yes. Right now, we have online open registration. Kids are inviting their friends. We want to, in fact, some of our classes are really full, so you want to get your spot coming in. But we really want the kids to register, and you can do that at Bible2School.com, Bible2School.com.
How about volunteers? Are you in need of those?
Oh, yeah. We have some kids on the waiting list in some classes. And so I know that we absolutely need like five volunteers. I know that Elizabethtown needs some volunteers. And I know that my friend Heather here needs some volunteers, but she can talk about it at Hempfield.
Again, Bible2School.com. Is there a place there if they want to register to be a volunteer or get more information?
Yes, you can do that online also.
And Heather Bates is with us. Heather has started a program at Mountville. Good morning to you, Heather.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about what it's been like to get this program, Bible to School, up and running at Mountville Elementary.
Sure. It has been exciting. excuse me. Being able to work with a lot of the leaders in the community, churches, just seeing their heart for reaching kids. We've partnered with St. Paul's United Methodist Church in Mountville. That's actually going to be the location where we have Bible to School. And they have been a huge blessing. The week before I called them, they actually had reached out to Mountville Elementary and asked the school how they could be a blessing to the school. So
wow.
It was a perfect fit.
Perfect. Yeah, that's great. And about how many volunteers will it take to do the program there?
We are looking for five volunteers. We have two right now, so we need three more. And we're looking for 30 kids to enroll. We have about six right now.
And you have to be pretty excited that you're kicking things off next week.
Yes, we're excited.
So again, if folks want to help with the Mountville program, can they find that out online and join in?
Yes, at Bible2School.com. And just to let you know, to challenge the people out there, if it's not at your school, if you don't have a program like this at your school, come talk to us. Come to our website, because we would love to help you start one.
Bible to School. You can find out online. They're in our school districts. It's a great program. There's a new one starting in the Hempfield School District that Heather is kicking off. You could start one, too. If you don't want to start one, you could join in and volunteer with one of the programs that is up and running. Check it out online, BibleToSchool.com. Corey and Heather, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
We love to having you. Back to the music we go with Michael W. Smith. Sky Spills Over. FM 90.